This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital workers, and ER workers, too, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our American long-haul truckers. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Very simple, very easy. And with that, here is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How about if we say the pledge for the second time?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was established on Judeo-Christian values. By the way, I'll tell you what. It always seems to come out after a shooting when they get some punk off the street, regardless of the circumstances. There's a video that's come out now that's being shown on Newsmax. That's where I've seen it, with this kid that got killed. What was he, 16 or something like that?
I believe so, yeah.
The black kid. And he's doing a video smoking a joint with a bottle of whiskey, drinking it with a gun stuck in his belt.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is the little innocent one that's out there that gets himself in trouble and runs to the cops. I believe that was a kid in Chicago, come to think of it.
Well, unfortunately, Captain, what happens is that obviously, you don't get into a confrontation with the police somehow without having a series of events that sort of leads up to it. And as a society, we need to ask some pretty important questions. How are these young people, especially the 13-year-old boy, I think that you're talking about here, that, you know, what is he doing on the street at 2 o'clock in the morning?
With a gun. Well, he was with a convicted felon, remember? Latin Kings group.
Yeah, but again, yeah. The parents have a responsibility here, as well. And, we need to be finding out about these things, before it gets to that point.
I need to say something. There was a CNN legal analyst who was on the television today with the Andrew Brown family, Andrew Brown Jr.'s family in Elizabeth City, New Jersey, North Carolina.
Right.
And his name is Bakari Sellers, and he's on CNN all the time. And he was standing up doing a lot of talking. You don't suppose that CNN's trying to stir the pot again, do you?
Well, you know, obviously there's, these kinds of stories seem to come in spates, you know, where all of a sudden we just get one after the other, most unfortunately. But it becomes a ratings thing. It's kind of like the pursuits, you know, they're up, Many people died last year and pursued Fallone, but yet they do become these big sort of ratings leaders. Everybody turns on because there's a, and they know it because there's a pursuit going on. But yet somehow they need to keep it going.
There was one the other night. I don't know exactly where it was, but I remember the car went off the road and flipped over and over and over, went into a car dealership, threw the passenger out of the vehicle, killed her. And injured the driver, and there was just a horrific accident. A car chase that went bad real quick.
Yes, exactly. And of course, yeah, they follow them, but you know, even the police they really do try to evaluate, you know, how much pressure they can put on these people if they're running away. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Simon and Schuster. Of course, it's a publisher, right? They make books.
Yep.
Print books.
Yep.
Well, they've demanded no more book deals for former Trump officials. They refuse to print any more books up for any former Trump officials, Simon and Schuster. You know what I would tell them?
What's that?
Well, there's a company called Regory, happens to be a division of Salem, and I'd be more than happy to send you over there.
Well, you know, this kind of polarization, it doesn't help anybody. For what reason, why would have, I mean, that sounds like, you know, did Maxine Waters put them up to that or something? You know,
who knows?
You know, anybody from the Trump administration, they can't have a job. They can't write a book. They can't do this. They can't do that. You know, talk about cancel culture and really for what purpose, other than to exert power. We will not let you even have a platform. It's just that simple. And you know what people say?
They forgot about something, though.
What's that?
Forgot about Fox News. Kayleigh McEnany?
Yeah.
Mike Pompeo?
Yeah.
Larry, what's his face? Remember the guy that did the financial stuff?
Right. Oh, yeah, Larry Kudlow.
Yeah, he's over on over on Fox Business. And
yeah,
there was one other person that got hired that's over there as a commentator.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course there are outlets and so forth, but again, it's kind of like, you know what we should do? We should revoke any degree that someone got from our university because they served in the Trump administration. You know, it's that kind of thing that the American people just find so distasteful. And also, it also goes to show, Captain, too, that people are afraid of ideas. At least people on the far left, they are terrified of ideas that somebody might say something that blows their whole thing out of the water, and people say, huh, I never thought about it like that. They don't want you to ever have that moment.
All right, well, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to have a circle back moment. Yes, we are. We got a circle back moment coming up because of a story that we're going to be doing here in a little bit. Kathy is going to give you the phone number, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it, and of course that's internet and other sources added together there, terrestrial radio, not just on the internet. All right, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. And remember, the thing about Auto Glass America is the fact that when you give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, you're going to be able to have them come right to your home, your office, or wherever it is that you're at, replace your windshield, and when they're done, give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand after you've told them that I sent you, Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and also over there in Daytona Beach and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. Get $100 put in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. All righty. Well, you know, before we get to the Jen Psaki Circle Back report, which is going to be fun, because we got another one of those deals that we stumbled onto, which is just perfect for this. I want to talk about the Energy Secretary, Granholm, who I believe was the former governor of Michigan a few years back. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Well, she said that it would not be improper for Joe Biden to promote the company in which she invested millions, meaning her.
Well, you know.
What am I missing here?
Well, I think what we're missing here is that we're talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a Democrat. They can make investments and get all kinds of great deals, and it's all fine. I hate to say, I think maybe that's the long and the short of it.
You think it's that simple?
Yeah. Well,
because since when can an elected official turn around and be talking about something that they invested in? I think that's something that's got to be saved for another day. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, well, there are conflicts of interest, there, you know, all kinds of things like that. But unfortunately, you know, what we have, Captain, is we're seeing, you know, like we've seen these poll numbers for Biden. Well, he's being propped up in so many ways. And so, yeah, they give him a pass.
All right. Now, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. It's time to circle back. Lord. What are these guys, banging on soup cans or something? I'm telling you. All right. Well, anyway, this is our circle back report because of the Jen Psaki nature to it. Now, Jen Psaki tried very hard yesterday to clarify why Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to visit the border. And are you ready for this one, Kyle?
What's that?
She says, well, the vice president's focus is just not on the border yet.
Well, you know what? If you want to be president, or if you even want to be vice president, that means you have to do about 100 things all at the same time, every day, all day,
and you
got to
do them all good.
And you got to do them all good. That's right, because there is no off day, that kind of thing, at this level of service in the government. But I do know one thing, though. Well, and of course, you know, they're trying to make it such that, okay, don't worry so much about the border thing. We know she's not going to talk to you about it, so sort of get off of that thing. That's basically what she's saying. But I did find out this, though, Captain. Evidently, in one of especially I think here in Southern California, I think they, or at some of these centers where they're taking many of these unaccompanied minor children, they put together a welcome package for them, or a kit of necessities and toothbrush and things like that. But also, I think in some of these, I saw a report that they're also including Kamala Harris's book, Superheroes Are Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, somehow or another, 100,000 copies of her book are being given. I wonder if the government bought those.
No kidding. You know, I mean, again, if that had been a book by Donald Trump or one of his...
Oh, they would have been yelling up and down.
Yeah, or just even a member of the administration, anybody, you know. This is, again, one of those kinds of things where, you know, you got to shake your head a little bit.
All right. Well, speaking of gun violence and whatnot, as we did last hour, the Supreme Court yesterday agreed to take up the right to carry guns for self-defense in 8 states where you cannot carry a gun openly. And one of them was New York. That's where the action was brought. And listen to this.
Justices will review a New York case over the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. New York is among 8 states that limit who has the right to carry a weapon in public. The High Court's announcement follows mass shootings in recent weeks and marks the first gun rights case since Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined the court, making a 6-3 conservative majority. The case probably will be argued in the fall. Greg Clugston, Washington.
What do you think?
Well, this is a very, very significant thing because, Captain, this is all happening within the parameters of the coronavirus pandemic. There's a crime is up unbelievably, and again, people have the right to defend themselves. It also is going to be significant because, of course, this is the first time we're going to hear the court weigh in on any kind of gun rights issue since Justice Amy Coney Barrett came aboard the court, now with the 6-3 conservative majority.
Well, we'll know soon enough, won't we?
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, Pierce Bronson is chiming in. Or Pierce Morgan, I'm sorry, Bronson, that's a movie actor, is chiming in. He's saying, howlingly dull the Oscars were as they crashed to a record low. I was just not surprised.
Well, I think a lot of people aren't surprised by this. You know, the whole thing, you know, people, again, they don't want the politics injected. into something that
not from that bunch.
Well, no, because people want to go to the movies to have fun, to escape, especially during a time that the people have had a very tough year, going up more than a year now, for obvious reasons. And they're kind of breaking up with the entertainment industry to a great degree because they don't want to hear a speech from somebody who already doesn't like you or your politics, you know, evidently. And that's just not a great way to treat your customers. That's not good at all.
Now, did you hear the Los Angeles police officer, patrolman, that invited NBA superstar LeBron James to come and sit down with him and have a discussion about police policing?
Yes, I did. He is here in the Southern California area, I believe.
Now, do you think LeBron would lower himself to those standards, and as I use the word facetiously, it would actually be rise to the level to be a smart person and do that?
Well, it would go a long way to show that LeBron James would want to mend this horrendous tweet that he put out.
Do you remember Shaq when he was around playing basketball and one of the things that he did?
What was that?
He became a deputy sheriff. He was a reserve deputy sheriff, took the training, did all that needed to be done, and it was just not in the state of California where he wound up his career. It was down here in Florida, and they were very happy to have him along as a honorary deputy.
Well, but yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, though, he's a gentleman and, you know, somebody who's obviously...
He gets it.
He gets it, and he's a wonderful role model for everybody. I mean, who doesn't want to be like Shaq? You know, I'm telling you. And he's somebody who, as you said, who gets it. And this is about building a better society. LeBron James and this officer, by the way, is a 25-year veteran officer, and he's helped the homeless. He does all kinds of great stuff. And he said, you know, he wanted to sit down with LeBron James, no cameras, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Because he was so outraged and so taken aback by this tweet that LeBron James put out with the picture of the police officer in Columbus saying, "You're next." I mean, that's not building up our society. That's not bringing people along. That's something else altogether.
Incitement.
Yep, exactly.
Incitement and encouragement to tell people to do bad things.
Well, precisely. I mean, and again, when it's clear of what was happening in that thing, it's just jumping on a bandwagon and trying to stir up the next huge problem that where people can get hurt. That's right.
All righty.
Terrible.
Hold that thought. When we come back, folks, we'll have some more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, speaking of police, we're going to talk about something that was brought forward by a New York Police Department lieutenant, retired now, of course, and talking about the police that are leaving the departments. And then we got a little thing going on between Roku and YouTube, thanks to Google. And I'll tell you what, a lot more stuff coming your way, including gun purchases are way, way, way up. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Census Bureau released the first set of data from the 2020 Census Monday, showing that the U.S. population has now topped 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest growth rate since the 1930s. The numbers also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain 2 seats in the House of Representatives, one of 6 states to gain a seat. Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will all lose a seat, as will California, the first time in the state's history that its congressional delegation will shrink. And one state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 16 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Weeks to view our extraordinary lineup.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, we try anyway. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, and opining in. We got people opining not just in the chat room, but they're sending me messages off the website. They're sending me direct messages off Facebook. I got some messages coming in on MeWe and Parler. I mean, I'm trying to keep up with all of it. But thanks very much to everybody that's out there. And usually after the show's over, I go back and I try to answer the messages that are there. But I want to tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at the Stem Cell Patch Group. You want to listen to this one because I do this every now and then, and it works for me. When I need to have something, this works.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and I do use that from time to time. It all depends on how bad I'm feeling at the moment and how much swelling I got going on. But anyway, it is what it is. So, let's go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, we want to say hi to a couple of people real quick. We've got Chris in Massachusetts, sent us a great message. And then also everybody who's in the chat room tonight as well. Welcome, and saying hi to everybody.
Yeah, and Sony's been in there from the beginning. Good morning to LJ. Good morning to, let's see, who else is in there? Amanda's in there. I believe Chris Markowski's in there. Several other different people in there. But you can go in there and talk to just about anybody.
That's exactly right.
Yep. All right. Well, back to the stuff here. Roku. Have you heard of them?
Of course. Yeah, they're a streaming box. Exactly.
And we're also on Roku, by the way. Salem Radio is over on Roku, and we are there. And GCN is over there, and we are there with them. There's two different ways to hear us over there with either one of our network syndicators. But anyway, Roku has accused Google of anti-competitive tactics in their YouTube TV negotiations. And Roku is talking and threatening about getting rid of YouTube off their channel.
Well, that's right. So Roku, they have apps that you download, and yep. One of those apps could be YouTube, for example, in addition to other streaming services and so forth. So what Roku is talking about here is that evidently Google, and basically YouTube, they have come to Roku and said, we want you to manipulate essentially search results that will now favor YouTube, and so the Roku people are saying that's not the way that we've done it. We don't do that for other apps and so forth. So yes, so they are looking very seriously at either suspending YouTube off of Roku or going further, that kind of thing. So it's what they're calling it, basically anti-competitive, that kind of thing.
Now, former New York PD Lieutenant Steve Rogers, who I've met several times, he's an author, written a book, been out on tour a couple times, he's been on TV a few times from time to time. He talked about the rise of the cops leaving the departments around the country, and I do know that's true. A public safety crisis, he says, is looming and coming towards us like a freight train if we don't get this solved quickly, because they won't be able to properly police the neighborhoods in the big cities. They keep losing a bunch of cops.
Well, from what we're hearing, Captain, about the idea of trying to get away from qualified immunity for police officers.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, trying to make sure that every single incident that happens is somehow framed as a racist incident. It becomes almost untenable to be a police officer, or at least be effective as a police officer. So you do have many police officers either retiring out early or simply leaving, so that will have the most deleterious effect completely, because that means, as you said, it'd be so much more difficult to police at the levels that need to be there. So unfortunately, a catastrophe is looming if we don't get a handle on this whole thing.
Well, some of them are taking their certification, which can be taken with them in a lot of cases, and they're coming to states like Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina. They're just moving on down the road.
Well, they are in many cases, but of course, it's almost kind of like, remember Rod Serling would come out on the Twilight Zone and say, imagine if you will. Well, imagine if you will, if you're calling 911, but there aren't any police officers in your area. I mean, imagine what happens to that area. So, you would see then a migration of people to different places.
Now, in Elizabeth City, North Carolina yesterday, and I don't like to point any fingers at anybody, but I'm going to have to say something this time. The family of Andrew Brown Jr. has made some shocking claims against the police after seeing the 20 seconds of video. We already talked about the attorney that was there, who was a CNN commentator who was there representing the family. Now, you tell me that they're not trying to stir the pot with that guy. Of course they are.
Well, I one would think so. What we're hearing, though, the way this is being described already, and this is the narrative that's already getting out there, it's the idea that somehow this individual was executed, quote-unquote, by the police.
Did you see his rap sheet?
I know it's pretty long, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can have people arrested one or two or three or four, but how about a 30-year record in, of all things, narcotics?
Right. And
weapons charges.
Yes. And my understanding, they were going to serve an arrest warrant, and this is where all this took place.
Well, they had a search warrant, too, for his place.
Right. But again, it degenerated, unfortunately. But again, they're not releasing the body cam footage yet.
They did release one. The family got to go see 20 seconds of it.
Exactly. They got to go see
it. Of one camera.
Right. And they're saying that somehow it was heavily edited. These are the reports that are coming out. But unfortunately, what will happen is this will continue to exacerbate and I fear that no matter what this body cam footage shows, it will already be a foregone conclusion.
Well, because there was some sort of scuffle, I doubt it was edited. I think it was probably damaged because of the pushing and shoving and things that were going on.
Right, so it may be a misuse of language or something as a result of that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So in other words, we have to see the footage completely, so we know what's really going on. But unfortunately, this has the makings of another explosive time, and it's something that they're on full alert for and so forth. Then we just have to see what happens next. Now,
Turkish President Erdogan has urged the U.S. and President Joe Biden to reverse his decision to say Armenian genocide was caused by Turkey.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, this is the first time an administration within 100 years, basically, has declared that to be so. There are other countries around the world which have already taken that position. But obviously this is going to be very difficult for U.S.-Turkish relations moving forward. Turkey's a member of NATO, of course, although we know of all the difficulties, shall we say, with Turkey of late.
Now, in lieu of the Supreme Court doing what they're doing by deciding on the right to carry in the 8 states, starting with New York, that are left where that has to be decided, first-time gun purchases are helping to spur the U.S. sales of firearms, which, again, are continuing to go through the roof. And ammunition sales are continuing to surge. Ammunition, by the way, last weekend had come down in price another $5 to $8, depending on what you were looking for. But there was ammunition available this time at the gun show I was at, and the prices had dropped a little bit.
That's very true. I think this is a great example, Captain, of the narrative going one way, but the people going a completely different direction, because they see the real turbulence that could lie very, very, close ahead, and they want to find ways to protect themselves.
Well, there were some states, and I forget which one. Oklahoma may have been one of them. That may be one of the states I'm thinking about right here. But if you were accosted by a crowd and you were in a riot, you were not going to get in trouble if you put your car in gear and drove over people to get out of harm's way.
Right, and a lot of that's being touted
and
as...
the laws were changed to make that happen.
Well, that's right. Well, but some of this is being sort of portrayed as it's now just fine to run over people with your car. That's not it at all. It would be if your life's in danger, and you'd have you'd bear a lot of burden on that to say I was really fearing for my life and so forth. But unfortunately, it's not right for people to have to just sit there, be taken out of their car, and perhaps beaten to death. They have to do something to get away.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, as we take a look at the highways and byways out there and see what's going on weather-wise, see if things have been updated. And, oh, by the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number one last little time here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. And don't forget, Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to all you guys and girls there at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. And don't forget, they're always there for you. They're always open for you. You're out there on the highway or byway, stop on in there and give them a shout and tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And that really helps out sometimes when you're out there getting a little bit woozy. And don't forget, they got showers there. They got the laundromat there. They got all kinds of different amenities there for you, different food establishments there at the truck stops as well as the pilot travel centers. Stop on in there. Become a member of the Drivers Club, too. Get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the stuff you buy in the store. All right, we're going to have a Joan Jett night tonight because here comes another doubleheader.
little Joan Jett. That's a double dip there tonight there. And, Kyle, I don't know. That one was just as good as the other one.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. That came out in 1988.
All right, and that was before the other one, so, and she changed her look, I'll be darned. All right, well, let me read the statement and turn it over to you. Severe thunderstorms may produce damaging wind gusts, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and a few instances of flash flooding, primarily across a portion of the southern plains Tuesday afternoon and night. Critical fire weather conditions will shift into the southern plains with a separate area over New England. And take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Looks like we got a freeze warning in Northern California tonight, but this is going to be west of the Interstate 5 freeway as you're coming down through Redding, as you're heading towards Sacramento, for example. Over in Wyoming, we do have a winter weather advisory. This is going to be just a little bit east of the I-25. This is going to be through the Bighorn National Forest. Another winter weather advisory around the Grand Tetons, heading primarily through the Bridger National Forest. Bridger National Wilderness Area. But south of that, near Laramie and Elk Mountain, we've got a winter storm watch there as you're coming across I-80, as you're coming across there tonight. That's going to extend down through Fort Collins, Denver. A lot of this looks like it's about west of those cities in Colorado. Down near Pueblo, we've got a fire weather warning, and that extends down into the eastern part of New Mexico. This is going to be east of Santa Fe and Albuquerque tonight.
Yep. Well, again, the fire weather warning is also combined with what could be a severe thunderstorm threat all the way from the Mexican border down there around Fort Stockton in Texas, all the way up to the central part of Kansas through Oklahoma, because the conditions are ripe for some severe storms to break out. But right now, we got a situation going on I-10. If you're coming east from New Orleans, the second you get across, and it might be in New Orleans by now by the looks of it, but we've got some heavy, heavy, heavy ground fog that's on I-10 right now from just inside the Louisiana state line. Could be to New Orleans by right now, all the way over to Mobile and Pensacola, all the way across I-10. And it goes up north in Alabama about 40 or 50 miles if you're going up I-65, so keep that in mind. And the same thing over in Louisiana. Now, we have had in the last hour a fire weather threat pop up right now for all of New Hampshire, for the western part of Maine, over to Portland, Maine, on I-95. Also part of that maybe for Massachusetts and the Berkshires, but there's going to be some windy conditions there as we've got wind blowing again over there, Cape Cod and whatnot. So Lynn is over there blowing in the breeze again tonight over in Cape Cod. And on down the coast, the East Coast, down to Florida, looking good. Come on down. Weather's good. But that's all I see. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we appreciate him. And now joining us, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Tom Del Beccaro is probably drinking champagne right now because the threshold was reached in California. They actually got 2.1 million signatures. 1.6 of them were authentic. They needed 1.5. And we're going to have a recall in California, what, in November?
Yeah, it will be on the ballot. So that's a very good thing. There were several initiatives that were out there. Tom Del Beccaro wasn't the only one that was, leading this charge. But, yes, it is a very good thing.
Now, will there be other candidates than what we're hearing right now on this ballot? It won't just be, what's your face? I call her, well, I might as well, Bruce Jenner's new identity.
Oh, well.
There'll be other people, right?
Probably so. I wouldn't, rest everything on Caitlyn Jenner for right now, by a long stretch.
Okay, because I've also heard that maybe one of our people, let's see, what was his name there? The one that was the DNI director.
Richard
Grinnell? He's considering running.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? If you're flying a wall, what do you think? Where's your money going?
I'm not putting any money on it yet. I think California, I think, is too fickle here. And let's not forget that Pelosi still wields an awful lot of influence in that state. So I think it's good that the recall is official and that it will be on the ballot. But I'd be very careful. Let's not forget Pelosi and Silicon Valley. So
I know this much. They've had 54 attempts at recalls of the governor, and only one worked, and that was in 2013, and that was when Arnold Schwarzenegger knocked out Gray Davis.
Correct.
Yep, and that was it. Other than that, or wait a minute, 2000, what did they say, 13? 2003, there we go. And that
was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, and that was Gray Davis. And that was the only time it's worked, so... we'll see.
Well, the interesting thing on this one is what came out in the census, that California is losing, because they've been losing population.
Right.
They are losing a representative slot.
Yep, and we're going to get into all that when we come back after the top of the hour. Here comes the music. Because, folks, Florida is gaining a rep. California and some other states lost reps. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. All in the works. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And good morning, Sue the Dispatcher. How the heck are you? Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.